As you gather from all the songs, they're all referred to Psalm 23. The message is on Psalm 23, so I will read that now. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dear congregation, this psalm is a psalm of David, and it is one that I tried to memorize in Spanish. I can just about do it. And then I thought, well, I could, when I'm in Mexico, I could do a sermon on Psalm 23. And then I thought, well, I'll do it in English first. So this is the English version. This psalm is written as if David is a sheep. So we'll go through the verses with this thought in mind, as you are a sheep. This message is also inspired by a book that Philip Keller has written, and I think everyone should read this book. And I think there are very few sheep herders in this congregation. I know Pete and Jerry Prinz once had sheep in a certain part of their farming life, and Terry Vandenborn raised sheep when he was young. So they might have Terry can relate to some of the thoughts that David has written in Psalm 23. And as we reflect on each verse, you will be amazed at how sheep respond to a loving and caring shepherd. In this psalm, it starts with, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is the creator of the whole earth, the one who made you and me. And when we admit that this Lord is our Lord, the one and only true God, he is our shepherd, then we are his sheep. This is a humbling but an assuring fact that the Lord of all creation is willing to be your and my shepherd. And once a person has a flock of sheep, he does everything to take care of them. He feeds, waters, protects them from all harm. Actually, his whole being is dedicated to his sheep. The Israelites were God's flock of sheep, and he took care of them even when they're rebellious. God was very patient with his sheep and many times had to teach them a lesson. Jesus, our Lord's shepherd, has laid down his life in order that we might have eternal life. It is amazing that we have such a great shepherd. It's one thing to say that the Lord of all creation is the Lord of your life and then submit to him as a sheep. Some of you are workers and you do the work that your boss asks you to do. Some tasks are menial or tedious repetitions, maybe even a little meaningless, but you need your paycheck to provide you for your family. So you do your job. When you do your job, you receive income. The same way, when you listen and obey the Lord as your shepherd, you will not grow hungry. You will be blessed with all you need. Your needs will be satisfied. You will be so content under our shepherd's care that you crave or desire nothing more. In contrast, if you have Satan as your shepherd, parasites and diseases will make you look like one pathetic looking sheep. You'll be standing by the fence, seeing the green grass on the other side, but not tasting it. In fact, you'll be hungry. You'll be in want. A good shepherd takes care of you day and night in order for you to be content. We read in the next lines, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me by quiet waters. What a life! But sheep will not lie down unless they're free from all fear. They will not lie down if one of them is fighting, or if they've been tormented by flies, or if they're hungry. In order to lie down in green pastures, the great shepherd makes sure that his sheep are free from all anxieties. When Jesus fed the 5,000, he had them sit on the green grass to be comfortable. Do you lie down in peace? Many of us, when we were young, our parents taught us a prayer, and we learned the prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. You went to bed knowing that the Lord will keep you safe through the night. It is a shepherd that makes it possible for the sheep to lie down. When we have the Lord as our shepherd, we can have constant peace, resting by the lake with plenty of food. Because you acknowledge Jesus as Lord of your life, you walk in tune with God's will, and he restores your soul. Your relationship with God, the Lord of your life, is assured. You belong to God, body and soul, your whole being. And when you have the great shepherd ruling your mind, you are guided by a faithful and loving shepherd. You then walk in paths of service to glorify God. He leads me by still waters. Water. Every living thing needs water. Without water, you become weak and eventually die. In the same manner, Christ, our good shepherd, made it clear that thirsty souls of men and women can only be satisfied when they thirst for the living Lord. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Water can be in the form of dew on the grass in the early morning. If a stream or a lake is not close by, the good shepherd then wakes up his flock early in the morning to graze the grass to quench its thirst. In the same way, we are to get up early in the morning to fill ourselves with God's word. Our communion with God is refreshed and our heart is satisfied. The early morning water, the early morning devotion, lets you function the rest of the day. He restores my soul. Have you ever been in distress and had a feeling of being lost and useless? Here it is when the good shepherd comes and helps. Somehow, a sheep, when it's pushed over on its back and cannot get back on its feet, it'll die unless the shepherd comes and helps the sheep on its feet. Our Lord comes to our rescue. He has compassion on his children who have fallen, and by his great love, he restores our soul. And sometimes the sheep have so much wool that it slows them down, and they get easily tangled in thorn bushes, and the fleece is covered with mud and burrs, pieces of sticks and some ticks. The sheep needs to be shorn by the shepherd. Sometimes we carry too much burden, and we need to let Jesus take our burdens from us so that we can be restored to a life of gratitude. Maybe I watch too much TV, but sometimes there's an ad about let go, promoting how to let go of stuff. Sometimes maybe we should let our burdens go and let go and see how fast our burdens disappear. What a restoration. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Sheep are creatures of habit, and if left to themselves, they will walk the same path day after day, graze the same patch of grass each time. In some ways, we are like sheep. We sit in the same pews Sunday after Sunday. I am also guilty of that. And we are comfortable. We greet the same people. Maybe we need to upset the basket, and starting next Sunday, we sit in different pews, different areas. That's just a thought. Back to Psalm 23. If the shepherd does not guide his flock to different pastures, the sheep will soon ruin a pasture and suffer from hunger. In some ways, we are like sheep, stubborn. Isaiah 53, verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We think we know best. But we need to listen to Christ, the good shepherd, who comes gently and says, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.'" We have to learn to say, "Not my will, but the Lord's will be done." The next verse is, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me." As David learned to take care of the sheep at a very young age, he knew the great responsibility of being a shepherd. He realized that God was the ultimate shepherd, and it was the Lord who gave him the strength to kill the bears and the lions. When you are faced with a lion or a bear in your life, who do you turn to? You walk through this valley of the shadow of death, but the Lord is your shepherd, and that is a great comfort. There will be times in your life when you may be threatened by sicknesses or accidents or even war, and Satan may even try to get you hooked on drugs or alcohol. You may feel overwhelmed with grief or burdened with debts, but knowing that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of your life and your shepherd gives you strength and comfort. The shepherd has his rod and staff. These are tools that the shepherd uses to defend his sheep and also to rescue the fallen. His rod is used to kill snakes and beat the lions and the bears. And knowing that our shepherd is well equipped is a comfort, and that his staff can reach me and bring me back, his safety is also a comfort. So when we go out into the world, do we arm ourselves with God's rod and staff? Do we arm ourselves with his word and prayer? When we have these tools of authority, we should not fear any evil, for God's word is powerful, and we can trust in our great shepherd to protect us and lead us in all paths of life. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The table here is a flat piece of mountain or top of a hill that after the snow is melted, it is lush with green grass. Everything grows, including weeds, and some of those are poisonous. The good shepherd pulls out the weeds and also checks for signs of cougars or bears or wolves. If these predators are present, he must be ready to fight them. The shepherd must also find a source of water and places for his sheep to lie down in safety. There is a lot of preparation that a shepherd does to make sure the sheep are safe and content. Christ has gone before us as he was tempted by Satan and experienced sorrows as he identified himself as a man while here on earth. He has compassion on us so that we can be assured that we will survive with Jesus as our shepherd. Jesus has gone before us to prepare for us a place in heaven. He will have everything ready for us, safe and comfortable and well fed. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. When the summer season is here, the flies are also in abundance. These insects can be very bothersome to sheep as they land on the sheep's noses and they can cause the sheep to become crazy. So the good shepherd pours a mixture of oil on their heads and rubs it on their noses to prevent the flies from irritating the sheep. When summer is here, do the flies and mosquitoes bother you? Do you spray yourselves with off? At nighttime, when there's an insect buzzing around your head, can you sleep? We need to get rid of these little irritations of life in order to have a peaceful rest. We also need the ointment of the Spirit's presence in our lives so that we will not become restless and let Satan ruin our life. When you seem to be attacked on every side, the Lord prepares a meal and makes you his honored guest. We are under the shepherd's protection, and he provides for his flock, his sheep, his people. He prepares a great banquet, and we are his honored guests. We're anointed with God's love, so much love that it overflows, and we're humbled in his presence. This love is shown to us by the sacrifice of God's own Son, Jesus, who suffered and died on the cross for you and me. By grace, he paid for all our sins. Our shepherd gave his life to save ours. We remember this whenever we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Yes, even in front of all our earthly enemies, God is blessing us. Just like parents love their children and lavish them with gifts and offer up prayers for them, so God loves us. And his grace does not stop when you turn 20 or 30 or 40 or 100 or more. As long as you live, having the Lord as your shepherd, you will be fed and clothed. After all this care that the shepherd has for a sheep, then the sheep can say, in other words, we can say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. When we are truly in Christ's care, then no disaster can sway us from the love of Jesus. Jesus said that he is the good shepherd, and with this as your trust, you can be assured that Jesus will take care of you, even as he laid down his life for us. In Philip Keller's book, after the sheep graze on the lush green grass and the lower pastures, they go up the slope to fertilize the poor ground. They leave a rich blessing of manure behind. So whenever you go, you are to leave a blessing behind. I will relate this a little story. When I was a child, I grew up with four brothers and four sisters. We had a family of 11. So we ate through a lot of bread. And at that time, the Sylvan Lake Bakery made deliveries and 20 loaves of bread a week. But the bread lady left behind a sack of donuts or a sack of Long Johns. That was a blessing for us kids. Wherever Jesus went, he healed the sick, crippled, and he left a blessing behind. A And how many times have we had little cards in our mailboxes, little blessings left behind? Also, Pastor Mike and Barb, they leave us with a blessing of encouragement and peace. So wherever you go, whatever you do, leave a blessing behind. And the last verse, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we say, the Lord is my shepherd, we begin the joy of living with God on earth, enjoying his gifts, his love, his guidance, his grace forever. We have total security knowing that he will provide us as his children in his heavenly home. By enjoying the great care of the good shepherd, we do not want to belong to anyone else. We can say that we belong body and soul to our Lord and Savior. Our eternal home forever in heaven, forever in green pastures. The psalm is a confession of faith, quite similar to the Apostles' Creed. And we will sing this psalm after we pray. And we all say, Amen. Amen. Shall we pray?